Isaac's on the phone this morning. Hey, what's going on?
I just wanted to know what you thought about a girl I recently took to dinner.
Okay.
This was my first real date, I guess I'd say, and, you know, so I don't have much experience in the field, but my coworker set me up with this girl that she knows, and, I felt like our chemistry was pretty good. We had a good conversation, and she was funny, which is great, and... Yeah, I thought she was quite a looker.
Quite a looker.
Looky.
Yeah. I'm slightly concerned because she brought her purse with her.
She brought her purse with her. Why does that matter?
If a girl carries a purse, doesn't that mean that she's hiding something?
No. Where in the world did you hear that?
My mom always told me that I should be cautious of girls who carry purses because. It means they might be hiding something.
What? Joe, have you ever been told that by your mother?
No, I've heard bigger the hoop, bigger the whatever, but I never heard anything about purses.
Well, yeah, my mom talked about it a lot. She said that any, you know, normal person can just carry, you know, whatever they need on them, like, their phones or their IDs and credit cards. So girls that have big purses... They take more things with them, and they can be, you know, high maintenance and really vain.
Well, okay. Well, I know now I know where he's going with this because I'm like, what? They're gonna put some extra stuff inside of a purse. But you're saying it's almost the bigger the purse or a purse in general, just means that a woman is high maintenance, kind of vain, very about themselves, like a pain in the butt to deal with.
Well, yeah, that and worst case scenario, what if it's like really big and, you know, she's using it to like carry, drugs or a gun or something?
Oh, come on. First of all, if she is carrying and it's legal, who cares? She'd probably save your ass. And second of all, I don't understand this, like the bigger the purse, the more concerning the girl. Like how big was her purse last night?
It was big. Like, you know, she could carry like a dictionary in it or something.
Okay.
And you really are freaked out by this. I mean, women carry purses. We keep all kinds of things in there. Pens, sanitizer, doesn't mean drugs. We just keep stuff in there. Lipsticks, hand wipes. I think you're really overthinking this. I mean, your mom was definitely overthinking it. I think she was wrong to tell you that. It's definitely normal. And I think sounds like you had a great date with her. I don't think you should jeopardize a second date just because she brought a purse. Like, you're going to be really hard-pressed to find a girl that doesn't carry a purse, Isaac.
Yeah. I mean, what if she's got, like, a wig in there?
A wig? You think she's got a secret identity?
I mean, she could.
She doesn't.
I don't really know. We talked, but she could have been making the whole thing up. It could have been anything in there.
I think it's one of those things where parents tell you it's kind of a bigger tale, larger than life, and they're just trying to get a point across of, like, watch out for girls that are vain or always putting on makeup and doing their thing. I don't think that means that this girl, because she has a purse, is necessarily bad, though.
This is so far-fetched that what I think is your mom, are you an only child, Isaac, or the baby? Because I think that your mom was just worried about you getting out of the house and dating and leaving. I think she just wants you to be her baby forever. So she was making up all kinds of crazy stuff to watch out for when it came to girls.
That's possible. I am her only son.
Yeah, well, there you go. Your mom is crazy. I think this girl sounds great that you went out with. I don't think that there's anything that you should be concerned about.
So, like, should I check in with my mom and, like, just see what she thinks about it?
No! Absolutely not.
What about this, though? Maybe should Isaac, like, talk to the girl about his whole fear with purses and, like, why he believes what he believes? And maybe just politely, you know, don't be rude, don't be demanding, saying you have to, but ask her to no longer, you know, carry purses around, or maybe something really small like a clutch.
No, he needs to just ignore this and get over it.
317-239-1009. Has anybody had something similar like this happen with them? Like Isaac was told by his mom, don't bring that around. And what should he do? Should he talk to the girl? I mean, Isaac, do you like this girl besides obviously having the big purse?
Yeah. I mean, I did. I mean, yeah, but I'm just really concerned she could have a wig on or something.
Isaac, I don't know what happened with wigs in your past, but that's the least of your concerns, buddy, okay? 317-239-1009. We'll try to help you out, Isaac.
All right. Thank you.
He is a character, isn't he?
What the? Okay, he had something traumatic happen with a wig. I don't know what it was, but he can't let it go. 317-239-1009, Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter and Instagram.
Leah said, this girl should run. If his mama has him so freaked out about a purse, what other whack ideas has she put in his head?
Yeah.
And then Trina says, yeah, no wonder this was his first date. He is the worst mama's boy ever. He's the type who will put his mother over any other woman he dates or weds. Get off the... Get off the boob, Isaac.
Oh, nice.
All right, Bill, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
I think he's still a virgin.
What does that matter, though?
Well,
is that a bad thing?
Well, because the way he's going, he's never going to get laid.
You may not be wrong.
Hold on, Bill. You're not concerned at all if you go out with a woman and she's got a huge ass purse. I don't want that thing going everywhere. Thank you for your call this morning. We appreciate it. 317-239-1009. Anthony on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
So I grew up in a household with two sisters, and you know, growing up, we had to do everybody's laundry. And so, you know, as a kid folding a lot of clothes, you realize that girls' clothes don't have real pockets most of the time.
They don't. They're either
like sewn clothes halfway through,
yep,
or it's just a little design feature that doesn't exist. So I don't know how we can live expecting a girl to carry all her stuff without a purse these days.
That is such a solid point, isn't it, Liv? And
yes,
from a guy. You're right.
Yes.
Our pockets are pretty much just for looks. We don't really have
pockets.
Well,
why is that?
I don't know.
Don't ask me, because I would change it.
Because I guess they expect us to carry a purse.
Need to stand up and revolt. This is a big thing. It's a big inside job by the purse company and the fashion
and
designers.
People say there's equality between men and women in this country. You've got to be kidding me.
Now I'm a believer.
We'll believe it when we see pockets for everyone.
But see, no one's bringing up the fact that he kept bringing up how he was concerned she was carrying around wigs.
Yeah, I don't get that.
That was so bizarre. I feel like he might be watching too much like Kylie Jenner or something. Like, I don't know where this wig
that would freak me
from
out, though. Like, if maybe you went out with one wig on, then you went to the bathroom and changed to put a different one, like, who is that?
I mean, I wear extensions, and when guys date me long enough, they'll see my extensions sitting on my kitchen counter and stuff like that.
That would freak me out.
Put away your extensions. Yeah, do not leave those sitting on the counter.
Well, you got to take them out and set them somewhere.
I've always wanted to have, like, the color of Alex's hair, like that dark brown, almost black.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to get a wig that, like, looks like that and just, like, try it on.
See, Isaac has a point. You're talking about a wig now. Obviously, something's going down right there. Help Isaac out on our social media, Joe and Alex Show for Twitter and for Instagram.